Simon Tov Mem Dalet Sif Aleph and Base. Yud Dalet Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Now Boidkin Leil Yud Gimel Umivarna Kol Lifnei Shabbos. Now the Bedika is done on Yud Gimel. To move to the night of Yud Gimel, night, we don't do the Bedika at day, as we mentioned before, that the best way to do Bedika is at night with a candle. And the Bedika is done really like other years. We do it with Bittel at the after the Bracha and Bedika at night. The first at night we have the Bittel. And we take the Chametz that we're gonna set aside for the Suda. We set it aside in a way that we don't leave it out, so we shouldn't come to any problems. We should put it in a designated place, set aside, so there shouldn't be any problems. So mishairin mazayin beis udois letzorech haShabbos, we set aside enough chametz, enough bread for the two primary sudas of Shabbos. Letzorech haShabbos, the suda gimel zman acher mincha, because shal shudis, we can't set aside bread for there, because its zman is to be eaten after mincha. So we only need the bread for the two primary sudas. And after mincha, va'az ena yochol la'asoyse le'b'matzav le'b'chametz. We can't eat chametz because that's already zman iser. And you can't eat matzah because we don't eat matzah the whole Erev Pesach from the zman of the Gemara. And there are many who are even noyeg not to have matzah from the whole month of Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah will teach us later. Ella, matzah b'matzah ashira. The only choice then would be to have matzah ashira. That's matzah that's made only with no water, just meperais, like wine or fruit juice and flour. And this matzah ashira, according to the Mechaber, is something which, when it's made with no water, will not come to. It's not chametz, and it's also not matzah that you could be yotze for the mitzvah of matzah the following night. So therefore, it's the preferable choice for Shalosh Shudos according to the Mechaber. V'tzarech la'asoyso koidem sha'asiris. You have to make sure that even with the matzah shira, that this Shalosh Shudos is eaten before the 10th hour of the day, so that, like, because by Erev Pesach, we have to be extra careful, more so than other Yom Tovim. There's an extra half hour here to make sure that we don't eat a big meal right before nighttime, so that we're hungry to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with te'avon. And Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, we should get up extra early to daven early, because to make sure that we shouldn't come to any problem with the chametz, to make sure we're done with the chametz early enough in time in the morning and not cut it too close and come to problems. Says the Ramah, Ubemedina is Elu, Shein Noyagim Lecho Matza Shira, Kilukaman, Simon Tov Samach Beis of Dalid, Yekayim Suda Gimel, Bemine Perois, Oi Bosra Dogim. He says the Ramah that the Minig, Ashkenazi Minig, is not to have during Pesach Lechachila Matza Shira for one of two reasons. Either we're concerned, we are choshesh for those opinions that hold that even with just meperos, that flour can come to chametz, maybe even it more quickly can come to chametz, and therefore the shear of baking matzah is not sufficient to prevent any concern for chametz. Or we're concerned that maybe water mixed into the meperos, and everybody agrees that it's going to come to chametz more quickly. So therefore, we lechachila don't have matzah shira during Pesach unless a person's sick or is a zaken. So therefore, what should we do? Says the Ramah, here we now should be rely on those opinions that you can be yotze shalosh shudos with basar v'dagim and peiros. You don't have to have bread for shalosh shudos. And that's what the Ramah recommends. But the Mishnah Berurah says that there are achronim who suggest to divide the morning suda into two, and thereby having bread for all three sudas, which is how we lechachila hold for all, even for shalosh shudos, to have bread, even though now we're going to lose the advantage of having Shalosh Shudas after Mincha, which is when many hold you should have it. We will at least have Shalosh Shudas with bread, and that would be preferable according to many Achronim, including the Gra. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says also it's better to have meat and fish over Peiros if we're going to take the Ramah's advice and have Shalosh Shudas then. And this Suda that we divide in the morning, the Mishnah Berurah says be very careful to make sure that there's sufficient time, a break between the two Sudas, between benching and between washing, that we shouldn't come to a bracha she'ena tzricha. Some recommending going outside also, so that that also creates a clear hefsik between the two Sudas, and it shouldn't be a bracha she'ena tzricha. Sif Beis. Tov levayer be'erv Shabbos koidim chatzois kedei shlo yavoi litois b'shar shonim levaracha chatzois. Says the Mechaber that it's best to make sure that the beer that's done on Yud Gimel this year that it's Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, make sure that we do the beer also before Shashishis, before the sixth hour when you can do Bito still. Like other years, we shouldn't confuse it with other years, and in future years people will see, this year we did beer after Chatzais. Other years we could also do beer after Chatzais. So therefore, we should make sure to do it all before Chatzais, which is actually Lav Davka Chatzais. It's actually before Zman Shishis, the sixth hour of the day, the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. Make sure that by then there's already the beer and bittul have been done, and the bittul actually is not done. The Ramah says here is not done on Yud Gimel. It's done on Shabbos itself, because we know that we're still planning on using chametz, and the second bittul that we do in general on Erev Pesach is when we're finally finished with chametz altogether. We're not going to have anything to do with it anymore, and that's not the case this year. So we have to wait till Shabbos, not during the Zman beer and Sreifa, but after the Suda Shabbos and we're done with the chametz, then we do bittul and we finish with the chametz entirely.